So, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm not supposed to touch the microphone. I broke my own rule. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I wanted to take this third week of our homily series and bring it to a close. As you remember, we have been talking about the vision of the parish and where we are going as a parish. Ultimately, we're going to eternal life, but how we get there as the people of God. To reread the statement and what we were speaking about is that all be gathered into the family of God by teaching the truth of the gospel and relying on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. And this last part of this statement is actually very important, because we must always be a people that relies on God. You know, we live in a society which is very self-reliant and very much wanting to do things on its own. And we've lost what it means to rely on God. And as a parish, we want to be a place, as I was saying in the last couple of weeks, that gathers people into the family of God, that we ourselves, because we are baptized, into the family of God. And so not just as a parish should we be gathering people to the family of God, but we as individuals, our whole life should be a constant hymn to the love of God. Our whole life should attract people to God. And that gathering people into the family of God is done by teaching the truth of the gospel. And you remember last week, the important, you know, as we were praying with this statement, really the Lord touched our hearts and really reminded us of the importance of that this parish always be a place that teaches the truth of the gospel, that teaches the truth of God, and that we should be constantly also teaching the truth of God. Now, that truth of the gospel, also we need to teach relying on love and forgiveness and healing of Jesus Christ. And how do we rely on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we heard in today's gospel, how do we express in our life the love that God has had for us? Because if you think about it for a second, how good has God been to you in your own life? I mean, has God ever given you what you deserved? I mean, if we think about it, and maybe not all of us, but some of us were little rascals. And maybe we haven't done anything to deserve the love of God, but God gives it to us. God has always loved us, has always forgiven us, has always given us another chance. But my dear brothers and sisters, as we heard in today's gospel, to rely on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ, it also necessitates that we love those who have done wrong to us. And Jesus says very clearly, love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Do we love our enemies? Because we're really very good in our lives. We're very good at asking God to be merciful to us. We're very good at that. We have it down pat. In fact, we probably say it 500 times a day. Lord, please be merciful with me. Please be merciful to me. Forgive me. But how easily do we forgive the one who treated us badly? And sometimes we don't have to go and look very far. Sometimes in our own families. Oh, I've told you the story of a part of my own family that over a little bike and a 1988 Cadillac, they went to their graves without speaking to each other. Probably was, another 15 to 25 years later when they all went to, after they all went to their graves, and you say, oh, well, Father, we're not that bad. Your family was bad. There was something wrong with them. I don't know about that. We do have an amazing capacity to carry a grudge. How many grudges are we carrying right now, sitting in this church, and we're carrying grudges, and we're still sitting in unforgiveness, refusing to forgive something that somebody did to us because they have to learn that what they did was wrong. And my dear brothers and sisters, when has God ever been that way with us? When has God ever said to you, wait until you learn you've done wrong? And so that is why we must be a people that is constantly relying on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. That also does not mean that everything goes. We have to understand that. Because a lot of times we say, well, God is loving, God is forgiving, and so I can do what I want. That's no. That's why God really inspired us to be a place that teaches the truth of the gospel, because the truth is always the truth. That doesn't change. The truth doesn't change. But there is still the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, my prayer is that we as a parish may always understand why we exist, where we are going, what is the mission of St. Elizabeth, because this is why we exist. And I pray that as we go through this year, and especially as we enter now Lent will begin very soon, and that we take it as an opportunity to grow closer to God, and that all of our lives may really be a hymn to the love, forgiveness, and healing of God.